Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, March 1st, 2019.
Rent is due.
Rent is due. She's our rent reminder. You don't hear yourself
No.
as well?
No.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, that's better.
Sorry. That's why we check our mics, but I was half not here, so there you go. Bless you.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. What is that all about?
I don't know. I had one yesterday, too, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I had to sneeze.
You sneezed twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yesterday it was just once.
You did two in a row.
Yeah. Well, I always do. Don't you?
No. Did I just do two in a row?
No. Yeah, you did.
Yeah. It's probably just like a natural cause.
Yeah. So, today's rent is due.
Mm-hmm.
Or mortgages, whatever the fuck. But, have you seen this Momo character circulating online?
She's horrifying. They're definitely gonna make a movie out of this bitch now.
Now, do you know how this started? I mean, this whole picture was lifted from an Instagram account by an artist, a Japanese artist that created this, but he has nothing to do with how it's become like this internet phenomenon.
Yeah, someone made like a video,
right,
instructing kids to kill themselves,
right, like a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But they're checking with YouTube and everything. They're saying they don't have any videos calling for the challenge. The amazing thing is the four-year-old in our family was saying something about she didn't like Momo. How the fuck do they know about this? You know? She's like, I can't go on YouTube now.
No.
YouTube kids.
Because they're put... I don't know, because usually when you have the child lock, it protects your child from videos like that. So they must have put something in there, in that video, where it's unaffected,
right, that's
by
what they're saying. It was like in a WhatsApp message and it got spread. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But
whoever created the video, can they get in trouble?
I don't know. I don't know if it encourages kids to kill themselves, probably.
Right.
Yeah. Remember that girl was sentenced because she encouraged her boyfriend to commit suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would think so.
And I guess the video gives like detailed instructions on how to do it.
God.
What the fuck is wrong with people, huh?
I know, man. I know. It's fucking crazy. But, you know, the internet has access. Everybody has access to it, including all the crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to see them. I mean, think what a small world we had, a small world around us. When we didn't know all these things, there was no internet, you know?
Right.
You didn't know what was going on next, the next street down, let alone what's happening on the other side of the world.
Right.
And now we know everything.
Yep.
And everything is part of the game.
Yep.
And everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, you know? So what are you doing this morning? What did you just finish?
I just went to CVS and got one of those P3 packs.
What is that?
Protein 3.
Uh-huh. What does it
it's
give
really
you?
It's really convenient, and it's actually really filling.
So it gives you meat.
Meat, almonds, cheese.
Oh, okay. No fruit or anything.
No, I wish there was fruit. No.
No? Mm-mm. Then get a separate one with fruit.
I don't think I would buy fruit from CVS, if I'm going to be honest with you.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, they don't... Oh, yeah. CVS, yeah. But I guess I meant somewhere else, but okay, whatever. Yeah. I just went, did big shopping yesterday because we're going to
have... Food shop?
Yeah, food shop.
Oh, for your party.
For a party.
Yeah. Are you going to make a Middle Eastern food?
Yeah, all Israeli stuff. And it's going to be awesome, you know? It'll really be nice, and I'm looking forward to it. I had some friends over...
The party's Sunday?
No, Saturday afternoon. Mm. Yeah, it's just the family, though.
What are you making, rice?
No, not at all. It's all like filled pastry, salads, dips... stuff that it's not heavy, not
it's not like the kabob,
right,
thing.
Eggs and no meat, because I'll tell you why. Saturday is the Sabbath for Jews, and places that are kosher that only serve like appropriate food for religious Jews,
right,
they're all like that. So they don't work on Saturday.
Right.
So what are you going to do? You know, get meat the day before, and or we considered maybe barbecue in there. But then I thought, then I'm busy all the time. I can't be with people. You know, who wants to fucking start making meat? So, but we have meals like that sometimes.
Why don't you just, why don't you just order?
It's at 4 o'clock. So it's not lunch. It's not dinner.
Yeah, but people probably still want meat. I'd be pissed if I went to a party and there was no
it's
meat.
It's family. What are you talking about?
Why don't you just get go that morning, go to like a Middle Eastern restaurant, get like a platter plate that's already made. Can't be more than like, what, $30?
No, but you can't go in the morning. You got to go now. So what, are you going to cook it and then you're going to take it
Why
home?
Why can't you? Wait, so your party's Saturday, right?
Right.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, order it tonight. Pick it up tonight. It'll still be good.
They close at 2 today, 3, whatever. All these places, but I'm telling you. But no, that's not the point, because we thought about it. We thought about it. Because at 4 o'clock, people are already just eating lunch, you know. They're not going to want another big meal.
Mm.
Yeah. You see, you think differently because you hang out different circles. But yeah. That's the family. I mean, we love this stuff. It's
yeah, I'm
really
just
cool.
saying, kebabs and stuff are so good.
I know they are, but that's not the occasion for that. That's all I'm saying.
Well, what time does the party go
we
to?
We often go out to restaurants and we eat that together. Yeah.
But what time did your party go till?
I don't know, until people leave. I don't care.
That's why you should have meat.
It's going to be maybe 20 people.
That's a lot of people.
Is it? Yeah, a big family.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. That's why you should have meat.
No, I should.
Because what if people stay there till like 9 or 10? They're going to get hungry.
Then we'll get pizza. We'll order pizza or something.
Yeah, then, whatever. Fuck it.
But nobody. I mean, people stay 2-3 hours and then you go. You know, I mean, what
family parties, I stay till like the wheels fall off.
Really?
I'm like, oh, shit, I'm the last person here. All right, bye.
Well, that depends. I'm usually the first one
Actually,
out.
That does depend what relative it is, because there's some I'm like, ugh, I'm just going to make a quick pop in and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Eat all the snacks and say, oh, my God, look at the time. I've got to go.
Yeah. So it's more an hors d'oeuvre type of thing with salads that we like. Eggs, things like that.
Right,
know?
Right. Yeah.
No, it'll be cool. But I'm looking forward to it. So last night I had a couple friends come over, and it just felt so nice to host people.
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't it such a different vibe than having an apartment?
It really is. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, you sit outside, you smoke, you do right. this, you do that.
My friend my friend from Boston is in town, so I work till 9:30, and then she's coming over to have like wine night. And I had to tell her, I'm like, listen, I haven't even had a second to breathe this week, so my apartment is not... What's
not
up?
A good place.
No, it's not. Like, I made my bed this morning and tried to pick up, but that's like as much as I could do.
Yeah.
I was too tired. I'm too tired.
Don't you keep it neat as you go?
It depends. Like, so I've worked at the podcast Tuesday, Wednesday. What did I do? I did something on Wednesday. I work Thursday. I work tonight. So it's just like I haven't had like even a second to pick up the mess that I created, because I try on like 1,000 different outfits before I go to work.
I see. And do they all go on the floor?
Yeah, they like not the floor, but they'll be like the hangers bed. Will be on the floor, and they'll be the clothes will be on the bed.
Right.
Then I curl my hair extensions, and then I put some of the hair extensions that I don't use, like just thrown all over the bathroom, and I'm like, oh man.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I need a.
Yeah.
It's a mess, girl.
Most people are like that, though. Yeah. You know, I'm the
but
one.
But I
that,
hate
like,
being messy.
I would take one outfit, don't like it, put it back on the hanger, put it back in the thing.
You know what I've noticed? Not,
because then it creates a lot of work for you.
It does.
You make a mess, and then you have to.
Yeah, but if
walk
you're in a rush,
shit, still.
Because I always pick my outfit right before I leave for work.
Right, but
so
what,
it's like by the time
so
I figured out
10 minutes earlier, that's all it takes.
If my hair was like not dirty and I didn't have to curl it, I would definitely have cleaned this morning.
Yeah, yeah. But that's okay, because I'll tell you why. It's your fucking place.
Right.
You shouldn't care. You know, you
No, but I do care. I hate having people when it's dirty. Like this morning, this is what I've noticed. My roommates know that I do dishes and that I hate messes, right?
Right. So they all leave it for
they
you.
They leave it. Like this morning, I was like about to leave to come here, and then I had like 15 minutes to waste. So I'm like, what can I do in 15 minutes to make this look a little bit better for when she comes?
Right.
So I look at the sink. I'm like, are these motherfuckers serious? It's like 5,000 dishes just in the sink, and I haven't been home, so they're not fucking mine.
Wow.
So I wash the dishes. No, we do.
And they still don't put it in the machine.
No. So like, and then there's food, like whatever they fried or sauteed or whatever, is still in the pot and pan, so I had to scrub that. So I had to scrub the dishes, put them in the dishwasher. I wiped the sink, wiped the counters.
What fucking lazy motherfuckers, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what is this, you know? How can an adult leave mess behind them and expect someone else to pick up for them? It baffles me.
Right.
It really does. I don't understand how people are like that. When you're an adult, you know, even on the street, when you drop something or you spill something or whatever, you know, you got to clean after yourself. Not right. to say somebody else is going to clean it for me.
Right.
So that sucks. I mean, I would fucking have a conversation with them.
Yeah. No, I don't care enough.
No.
I'd rather have I'll send a text when bills are due and then that's it.
You'd rather do it, do the dishes rather than.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
so
cool.
So you
avoid conflict too.
Yeah, I have to live with them, so it's like it is what it is.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If it bothers you, you have to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what it boils down to, you know?
Yep.
And it doesn't bother them.
Right.
Because if it did, they would do something about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That sucks, man. So you worked last night?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You liked it?
Yeah. I have like no complaints about the job.
I'm glad. I'm just going to ask you every day because maybe one day you'll meet somebody.
I know.
And you'll have a story to tell.
I know. Yeah, I didn't meet anybody last night, but I will say this. Guys really feel like they can say anything to you. Men?
We've talked about that several
times.
Yeah,
like, and I have a like laid back, you? Like there was one guy that was like, hey, can I tell you something? And I was like, yeah, sure, what's up? He's like, I've been staring at your ass all night.
Wow.
I'm like, these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Literally feel like they can just say anything
right,
anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like a pretty laid back chick. As long as you don't put hands on me, like you can say whatever the fuck you want to say. Like
right.
It's not going to change my day. And I'm damn sure not giving you my number. So.
Right. But you know what I would say? I would say, so what do you expect me to say to that? You know, why do you tell me this?
Yeah.
You know, fuck that shit. You know,
mm-hmm.
put him on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Piece of shit. How can people talk like that to other people? You know, don't you have something nice to say?
Yeah.
He probably thinks it's a nice thing. Oh, I've been staring at you.
Right.
You know, obviously trying to get your attention. But yeah, what is he trying to accomplish? Obviously, he's not going to turn you on, you know, being judgmental of you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's pretty shitty. Anyway. So today's an easy morning. Ethan didn't come in. Now Dr. Michelle tells me she's not coming in.
Oh.
So I'm done at 11:30 this morning.
Say, look,
folks.
There you have time to go get meat.
Right. But they're not making meat.
You're
but
like,
you
bitch,
know,
shut up.
The thing is, we should because I just received the barbecue that I ordered. A grill. A barbecue grill.
Oh, for the backyard?
Yeah.
You just got like an email right now?
No, I just got it at home.
Oh, you like want to go to the store and actually cook it yourself.
I thought that's what I was thinking because with meat, that's the best way.
I was thinking get it from a restaurant.
No, but you can't. That's what I'm saying. On Saturday afternoon, nobody's going to do it where it's kosher, you know? And my mom doesn't eat unkosher stuff. And
yeah, so then.
So just fuck it.
Yeah. Or like maybe just have it in your fridge and wait to see who's still around at like 7 and then offer to make some.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm telling you, five people thought it out. It's not just me.
Yeah.
And we arrived.
Is your brother
conclusion.
Going?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So talking about brothers and twins, yesterday it occurred to me how many twins I'm surrounded by, you know, including you.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is, but it's interesting. So today this caught my eye and they have what they call, they discovered only for the second case ever, what they call semi-identical twins. And what they're saying is, this is like, okay, so for those who don't understand, who don't know this, fraternal twins is from two eggs, right?
Yeah.
And identical twins, like you and Gabby, can come out
we're
of
the We're not identical.
Oh, you're not identical? Why was I was thinking all
we're,
this time?
I'm pretty sure we're semi-identical. And Mary-Kate and
no,
Ashley...
No, but let me tell you what a semi-identical is, though.
It was one egg and then they split.
No, that's one egg and it splits, that's identical.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I have it right here. I'm telling you. But what happens here is actually two sperm go into the egg. Now, that's almost impossible because what it says is once sperm goes in, the egg locks itself.
Right.
So, but apparently maybe two can get in at the same time. But what they're saying is, so it's likely you'll have identical twins. They're both in the same placenta.
Right.
Right? But they're a boy and a girl. See? It's two separate sperm.
But they're not identical.
One. Well, they're semi-identical. They can be different, but they're still coming out of the same egg, which is what identical twins.
You know, Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen aren't identical.
Yeah.
And they look exactly alike.
That's true.
There's a lot of twins that look exactly alike, and they're not identical.
Right, yeah, like a couple that I know. Mm-hmm. And you guys,
well, we never took the test.
Oh, so you don't know.
No, but we just feel like we're not.
Really?
Yeah.
So even your parents didn't know at the time?
No, they never took the test.
I'm telling you, you guys are fucking identical.
I don't think
but you can't know. Yeah, that's true. Because I know people that are not identical and they look the same.
Yeah.
I have to double
check. So maybe we are identical and we don't look the same. But that would not make sense because there's literally twins that mirror each other.
Yeah, but there are some identical that don't look the same, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Because Mary-Kate and Ashley look exactly alike.
Yeah, wait a minute. Like, Doug and Don, my friends...
they have differences.
They're identical, but they look different.
They definitely look different.
Right.
They definitely do.
But they're identical.
I mean, they definitely look like twins.
I'm
going
to have to ask them again. I don't remember.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know because a lot of people don't take the test.
Yeah.
You're supposed to do it as soon as your babies are born.
Really? So you can figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Well, all you have to do is a DNA test. You don't even have to do anything.
I think you have to draw your blood. I think that's probably why we haven't done it. I'm like, good.
No, no. Go to, look, have you heard of 23andMe?
I would never do those websites. Have you ever read the fine print on those websites? They can use your DNA for anything.
It doesn't fucking matter
to
me.
Yeah, then they plot it on a crime scene and I'm going to jail for the rest of my life.
No,
I'm fucking
good. You'll still have fucking DNA, people. Are you kidding me? Even without it, people find out what your DNA is. They don't need that. They connect your DNA with what they find in the crime scene.
Mm.
So that means nothing. But listen, let me just tell you about 23andMe that people may not know. It's you send just saliva to them in a
container. Yeah, I know how it works.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't need any blood drawn.
No, I know you don't. But right. I'm saying they still have your DNA. They say in their records when you sign up for the website, your DNA can be used for any testing, any type of whatever. Basically, they own the rights to your DNA. I'm fucking all set.
They don't own rights to any... What does it
read
mean?
Read the fine print.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
It doesn't matter. What it means
they
is that nobody's going
to
have...
DNA.
Yeah, I'm,
what does
I'm
it
good.
Mean?
I have no idea.
Okay,
but,
so why is it a bad thing?
I don't know who works at this company, therefore you're not going to have any control over my DNA. I don't care enough.
Okay. But if you do that...
And who knows if this is even legit?
And you think the place that would draw your blood, they wouldn't do that? You still have your...
I get my blood drawn once a year, and that's for my yearly physical.
Right, but it doesn't matter. They can have your DNA too, if they wanted to.
Well,
yeah, they do. If they have a specimen of, like blood or saliva, whatever.
I'm just good with that website or any other. Ancestry.com, 23andMe, all those I'm good with.
So if you're identical, you share 100% of the DNA.
Yeah.
You both are like the same person.
Yeah, and I don't think me and Gabby are identical because my thumbprint can't open her phone. If we were identical, my thumbprint would be able to open her phone.
You think it would
phone.
Be the same exactly?
Well, it would. Is the 100% DNA match, which means our thumbprints would be exactly the same.
That is it, theoretically.
Like, if there was one twin that was a murderer, she could literally set up her twin for the crime.
Right.
Because the DNA would be the complete and utter match.
Yeah, 100%. Wow.
But my fingerprint doesn't open her phone, and her fingerprint doesn't open mine.
Okay, so you're not identical.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if that's scientifically true, but if it's 100% DNA match, then
I would be really curious. I don't know about you, but I would want to know.
Google can identical twins open each other's cell phones with their thumbprint?
Similar thumbprints.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to imagine because the handprint is so intricate, you know? I mean, look at all the shit you have on your hands. How could it possibly be
the same? It's funny
because
I never actually look at my hands like that, but now that I'm looking,
like
it's like, and zigzags and...
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of cool looking.
It is. There's people that are experts at deciphering this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Today, you can't get away with anything, really. I mean, when you think about it.
No, nothing.
They can find anything about you at record time too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're just one person against the whole fucking police and FBI, whatever,
right,
that are all after you with computers and agents and shit like that. You don't stand a chance.
Not a right? chance. Not a chance. That's why, oh shit.
You gotta stay clean, man.
chill.
Bless you. That's the best way.
That was the second one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's in the air here. Who knows?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But twins have always been fascinating. The sad truth is the Nazis were experimenting on twins to see, like, to understand, like, how people are built, how they're made, you know. And
of course
like
they
that.
Were.
What they're made of, you know.
Yeah.
And to try and experiment on them, like, to maybe duplicate people or whatever the fuck they were thinking.
Yeah, or
but
doing.
Fuck, how sinister people can be, huh? And what I'm saying is, you know, I mean, Hitler was one person, and let's say he even had like a group of cronies that were around him and everything. But to get an entire fucking army
right.
to treat people like that, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That is like, I mean, they created a fucking machine for killing people.
Yep.
Like a conveyor belt.
It's disgusting. Man.
It's like, yeah, you can't describe it. And you know what? Well, you can tell it in stories, but until you see the films and the pictures, you can't imagine the horror
no.
of what one human being can do to
yeah.
another, right?
It's really, really scary.
Yeah. Wow.
Like even the gas chambers, pretty much yeah. everything they did to all the people that died is really heartbreaking.
Yeah, yeah. Families, kids, they didn't care, man.
No.
That,
can you imagine being a human being that had the ability to just kill an innocent child who was like,
yeah,
who did nothing in this world except be born Jewish?
Right.
That's insane.
Yeah.
But did you hear about the girl that went missing in Boston?
No, what happened?
So she left the nightclub, I believe, on Saturday night around 12:15. She was seen getting into a red car with a strange man.
Uh-huh.
Then she was missing for like a couple of days. They just stopped him in Delaware on his way to Delaware yesterday, and her body was cut up into a bunch of pieces and in suitcases in the trunk.
Wow.
She's 23, had a daughter.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, I got out of work and I read the article and I had to call my sister and I was like,
no, she got in the car voluntarily?
I don't know, because there's like this new date rape drug.
Uh-huh.
That I guess you can give someone. And it's like, it'll look like they're coherent, but they're not.
So she knew him, probably, no?
No.
So how did she get into his
car? I don't know. We're waiting for the story. He's like, he's been in jail since last night.
Really?
Like, I'm waiting for the details. I like keep checking my phone to see, is there an update?
Yeah. Wow. I didn't see it in the news, but.
Oh my God, it's been everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, because people were pleading to help find her.
Right.
And
shit,
then,
man. Fuck.
Well, there's video footage of him going into carrying her. Limp right. body into his apartment building and then leaving his apartment building with two suitcases.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he killed her like in the car or what happened, but he went into his apartment, which is now a crime scene because who knows what they did.
Right.
But he obviously cut her up into little pieces.
Yeah.
And then shoved her into suitcases.
Fuck, man. So that's how they want to get rid of the body, I guess.
Well, I don't know what was he thinking?
People? Well, maybe because he thought he could put it, like carry it in suitcases and get rid of it or something, and nobody would find the body. You can't, because if you can't just carry a body outside,
mm-mm.
you know. But so I'm trying to think why he would do this. But at the same time, I mean, I can't fucking cut up a fucking chicken, you know. And they go and they fucking cut people up. I mean, what the fuck is that?
Like people in the mob
how can people
used to
do that
shit.
Yeah.
Like cut people up into little pieces. So like they're
you know, with the chainsaw.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, yo, you guys are fucked. How do you get born with that mentality to even have the ability to do that?
Right. Or all those Al-Qaeda guys that chop people's heads off, you know?
Easily, like with ninja knives.
Yeah.
Like it's nothing. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Right. And you know, from what I understand, they don't just lop it off. I mean, they saw it.
Yeah.
Off.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go into more
positive things for
positive
Friday.
Things,
woo,
yeah,
because it's Friday.
Like Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch is back on the market. Now, get this: at the beginning, when they put it on the market in 2015,
yeah,
they wanted $100 million for it. That's where Michael Jackson lived, but then there was no demand, so they brought it down to about $65,000. From a hundred million.
I was like 65,000.
No, million, obviously. So from 100 million to 60 million, and that was in 2017. They still couldn't find a buyer. Now you can get it for 30 million.
No one. I don't think anyone's gonna buy it.
Right. And but now it's the center of the controversy of the documentary that they did.
Yeah.
On Michael Jackson abusing.
Oprah's doing like a sit down.
Right. Yeah. With those people, with those that were in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course she is. She'll come out of retirement for something as big as this.
Yeah. Fuck, man. But but it's a sad thing if it's true. And Michael molested them. I mean, it's just a tragic.
I mean, he was not normal.
Right.
Anyone that could stare at him and say he's a normal human being is lying. He's right. But far still, from normal.
But that doesn't justify it, right?
No.
Right.
Yeah, no. It's like a Law and Order SVU episode. I think they literally made an episode that was supposed to be like Michael. So I just watched it the other day. It was this guy who's like a billionaire. I don't know if he was a musician or whatever, but he used to throw parties for kids just like Michael did. And then he had a separate room called like the treasure chest or the treasure land. And Michael supposedly had a room for kids too.
Wow.
So I'm like, they definitely made this episode based off the Michael Jackson story. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wow.
But it's hard because it's hard to do documentaries and interviews when the person is gone and can't defend themselves.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like he's been dead for how many years?
Since 2009, so that's 10 years.
Yeah. Molested. That's a while.
Yeah. So that's a pair of kids, I guess, claim he molested them when they were children. So, yeah.
People also might want a paycheck, too. So it's just like, ugh. Yeah, it's like hard, you know?
I know. Who to believe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you want to believe a child.
Right.
You know, but now the child's a grown man who might need the money.
And plus, they've been obviously influenced by adults since then, you know?
Yeah. There was one kid who accused him when he was still alive.
Yeah.
But they lost.
Yeah.
Or they got paid off, one of the two. Because I know the charges were dropped.
I think they were settled. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So settled is kind of a sign of guilt for me.
No, it's a sign to just get rid of this.
No, because if you're not guilty, you're like, I'm taking this to fucking trial.
Right.
Ain't nobody gonna accuse me of something I never did.
Right.
That would be my mentality, and I'm never paying someone who tried to run my name through the mud, unless in fact I need to pay them so they shut the fuck up.
Right.
You never know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. You never know.
You never, never know. So, what else is going on? Have you seen any good movies? Do you have time for movies anymore?
No.
You're busy now.
No, and I'm tired all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It feels good to be out and, like, socializing, you know?
Yeah.
But by the time I get out, like, tonight I'm thinking, okay, my girlfriend's coming over for, like, wine night and we're, like, renting movies and stuff. And so I'm going to have to force myself to stay up to at least, like, 2 a.m. Mm. To entertain her, because I'm not going to get home till like 10:15.
Right. And you work tomorrow?
No.
Oh, you don't?
I don't work again until Monday.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, now so I don't care.
Catch up on some
but
sleep.
I kind of work because I'm doing a YouTube video tomorrow, but it's like me, my hairstylist, I got this hair company sent me hair, and they're paying me to do a video, but they sent it with no clip-ins on, so I got to sew the hair, which I don't know how to do, so like I'm going to cook my friend dinner.
And she's going to help you do it.
Well, it's a gay guy.
Oh,
He's okay. Going to do my hair, and then we're going to film like a YouTube because I got to promote the hair because obviously they're paying me for it.
Well, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. You see, things are getting on track for you. I'm really happy.
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope one. I mean, this is like just on track, but like I still...
Listen, it takes
it's better.
Time.
Yeah, it's going to take time, but this is better than nothing.
Exactly.
And I actually enjoy going to work. Like, it's not like I'm like sighing on my way there, you know?
Right.
Like it's like, oh God, I'm there for 8 hours.
Yeah,
I actually enjoy it.
It's too soon to feel that.
Yeah, exactly.
but come back in a couple of years if you're burned out, then you're justified. But
yeah.
Right now you're
well,
just starting.
I hope my life is different in a couple of years.
Yeah, you don't want to still be there.
No, I want to have kids in a couple of years. One can only hope.
Wow. You know, I can't believe my daughter's turning fucking 30 this year.
Mm.
It's fucking unbelievable, man.
I'm going to be 31.
Really?
It's crazy.
I mean, if you look at her, she looks like a 15-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
She
That's
rides
good,
a
though.
Motorcycle.
She'll age well.
Yeah.
If she looks 15 and she's 30, it means she's going to be, you know, soft.
I mean, she's got a cousin that I knew since she was 16, and today she's got to be like in her 40s.
Yeah.
She still looks 16. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's good.
Some people just don't age.
No, yeah. Like so Angela Bassett, you know who she is, right?
Right.
She does not age at all. She looks exactly like how she did back
That's
in the
true,
80s.
Right?
I'm like, what the fuck? You even look better now.
Yeah.
You look even sexier now.
Yeah, that's true.
Naomi Campbell, she doesn't age either.
Yeah.
She looks exactly the same.
That's true.
Even
right?
like better. It's like yeah. almost as if they're aging like fine
Some
wine.
Some of them have great genes, I guess.
Yeah. You know? Fuck yeah.
What can I tell you?
She's dating the guy from One Direction who's like 25 years younger than her.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hey, get it, girl.
Exactly. If you can, why not? Yeah. Everybody wants young meat.
Yeah.
Even women.
Fuck.
Even women, I'm telling you. Wow. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Every young man's desire and dream
to
be with an older woman who's got money.
Yeah. Yep. And she's got money and she's successful, so you don't have to take care of her.
Right.
Yeah.
She'll take care of you.
Exactly.
So it takes some kind of a guy to dream that. But when you're in your 20s, what do you care?
Right.
You just want to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My 20s were actually pretty cool. You know, I remember, I think there were some tough times for sure, but the 20s are more like to plan your life.
My 20s were a blur, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't really remember like any pivotal moments in my life when I was 20. I was filming a lot of reality TV.
Yeah.
And then everything else outside of that was just like time.
Right.
Yeah.
You sort of established yourself to who you are now.
I feel like I've always been I feel like I've been this way my whole life.
Right.
Like if I think back of like kindergarten.
But,
and then like eighth grade and then high school, I'm like exactly the same.
Yeah, but you know, you created a social media following.
Well, no,
you're very
reality TV
it.
Did that for me.
Right.
Because if I had never been on TV, I would not have this following.
Right, right.
That's for
but
sure.
Still, but you maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you maintain it. And not only that, but it keeps you very busy. So it's become a substantial part of your daily life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
It's not like I'm on Instagram and I don't have any fucking things. But
you
have thousands of comments, thousands of views.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, what the fuck? You know, so now you just have to plan what to do with it.
Yeah.
And in your 30s, you actually start implementing it. That's what the 30s are for.
Yeah.
You know? At your 40s...
I wish I kind of had my shit together, but it is what it is.
Yeah. At your 40s, you start enjoying more of the fruit of what you created.
Mm.
The
50s?
Kids are growing up. 50s, you start to slow down a little bit. You're wiser, and you don't have to prove or accomplish much. But you do, I mean, not to say that you don't want to,
right.
but you don't have to, you know, like
right.
by 50, you're saying, okay, I've done everything there's to do pretty much.
Right.
And you just kind of, that's my life, you know, I mean, everything that I do, there's nothing really new, you know, I mean, everything that happens has already happened in a different way somehow.
Right.
Except, you know, for new technology and shit like that. But otherwise, I'm pretty set in my ways now,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's the way it's going to stay probably. But, I mean, I always change my mind when new things come up. But at the same time, yeah, it's like I've accomplished everything. I've got grown kids, divorced twice, businesses several times, you know, traveled. The only thing I don't have enough of is sex.
I don't think a lot of people are having enough of that.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of people out here not having sex.
I know. It's fucking sad, man.
I mean, I'm fine without it. I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't like or care about anyone enough to be like, I need to do that.
When
right
you don't
now.
Give a fuck like me, you go fucking months and years.
Yeah,
without.
It's fine.
I don't know. Not for me.
I think sex would definitely make everyone happier.
Yeah.
Because it like releases like endorphins and whatever. Yeah. But it's like, I can definitely, like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine waiting.
Yeah, all I can tell you is when you're in your 20s, 30s,
mm-hmm.
if you want casual sex, it's easy now, easier than ever.
Oh my God, so easy.
But at my age, I don't think so.
Which is also really dangerous.
Long-term relationships, marriage, mm-hmm. fucking grown kids, you mm-hmm. know, everybody, some of them have younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, what the fuck, man? I don't want to get involved in that. Other people's family, just so I can have some sex. So how do you get sex if you don't want to get involved in a long-time relationship?
Find someone that's on the same page as you.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you can do. That's literally it.
How do you find that?
I don't know, because it's like a weird conversation to have.
Why?
Because Because it's like, hey, listen, I'm just trying to fucking have fun. Is that what you're trying to do?
But they don't do that conversation when they're young. They just pretty much just do it. They don't talk about it. Like, you know, like I told you, my son on Tinder went to see that chick that he had just met on Tinder that evening.
Right.
Went over there. They fucked. He came home and that was it. You know, young people can do that.
I mean, look, I flew to Chicago, had sex for a weekend, came home.
Exactly. You see?
Mm-hmm.
That's the time to have fun is now.
Yeah.
You know. But, you can't give up, man. I mean, you got to keep going and hope things will get better. But I think now it's like, because, you know, we talk about it sometimes with friends and things like that around my age. And you realize there are things that are not as important to you anymore.
Yeah, like sex is one of them.
Yeah, like sex is one of them, you know?
Food is important.
Because you start to think, fuck, man, what happens? Because you see your aging parents. And you go, what's going to happen to me when I get to that point? I'd like to have someone next to me, you know?
I don't care
what they look like.
I've been telling
right?
you that.
I don't care what they look like. Yeah. What I care is what kind of relationship we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you have been telling me that. But that's what it comes down to, you know. You don't need a trophy wife or something to be happy.
No, it's all about personality. And I always say this too. I'm like, yeah, like looks are like people have like a checklist. Like he's got to have abs, he's got to have nice teeth, he's got to have this, he's got to have that. But I'm like, that's all well and good for right now. But what about 30 years from now? What if he doesn't have the personality, but he had all the looks? Now the looks are gone. He doesn't have a personality and you're miserable until the day you die.
But I don't think you would have stayed with him for 30 years if he was
miserable.
Some
people will.
Yeah.
Some people literally are in relationships because they're comfortable in them, not because they even want to be in them anymore.
Right. But can you go on more than a few years like that?
No, I can't.
30 years?
Yeah, that's a long time.
With someone you can't stand? No, that's a long time.
That's like basically what my dad did.
Really? You don't think they were ever close or
no?
Love?
I mean, I think they were best friends. Now that friendship can never be a friendship ever.
Right.
I think they have love. I don't know if my mom loves my dad at all anymore, but
yeah,
I think she hates him. But
wow,
yeah.
How sad, man! Mm-hmm. How fucking sad, and you have to watch all that.
Yeah, well, not really because I'm here, but
yeah, but it's still your family. You know what's going on.
Yeah.
There's a picture staring at me here. And the headline is terrifying video. Watch a python bite a sleeping granny. And they show a picture here of the fucking snake on the floor. It's like, I guess a night camera. And, they probably installed it. I don't know why, but you're seeing the snake. And it says, if you look at the video, you'll see the snake actually bite her. I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that. Cause you can't unsee it later.
Right.
Who wants to see a python fucking, bite a woman, shit.
Right.
I hate snakes.
I don't like snakes at all.
Never
seen Have you seen
one.
Anaconda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing, I don't think I ever saw one.
Like,
alive.
Anacondas are no fucking joke. How do those even exist?
I don't know.
Who? Hello, God. We want to know why you created an anaconda. What is their purpose on this planet? Like, that movie has made...
Ask scientists. You don't have to ask God.
Yeah, but it's just like, what the hell? Like, and then people, like, want to go, like, learn about them. So they, like, go into the deep swamps of wherever they live. I'm like, you guys are fucking weird.
Yeah, why?
Why do you wake up on a Friday and say, we're heading to the fucking swamp. Yeah. We're going to check out these anacondas. And then only two of the five that went come back.
Right. And besides, we'll beat the anaconda. We're not afraid.
They can swallow human beings whole.
Yeah.
And like literally spit up their skin later.
Yeah. I know, man.
How do they shit?
Who cares, man?
Oh my God, I'm Googling it. Hold on.
How do anacondas
How do
shit?
I'm literally Googling it.
What a fucking search, man.
How do anacondas. Funny. Anaconda. How do you spell that? Anacondas.
No, A-N-A.
Shit. Yo, you know how the government tracks all our phones? Like the stuff I Google, they're probably like, what is wrong with this
But
chick?
Not just you. Think about it. Everybody tells the fucking deepest secrets to Google. Are you kidding
me? Okay, let's see.
Yeah, Google knows everything. I mean, I read a book, I can't remember the name of it, but that actually there's ways that you can monitor like what's trending and popular on Google. And so in like certain areas at certain times, you'll see like certain searches.
Yeah.
It's amazing. What does it say?
It just said that they poop every 5 to 7 days. It doesn't go into specifics. And okay. I was like, you know what? I don't even care. Exactly. That vision is going to be in my head for the rest of the day.
Exactly. So we won't discuss that.
Oh, yeah. Man.
But it's funny because there's a huge fish that, and it's strange looking, washed on the beach. And they're saying, you've never seen anything like this. I'm looking at the picture. It's fucking unbelievable. It's kind of weird, you know?
Yeah.
It looks like a regular whitefish, but it's weird. I don't know. And they're saying they've never seen anything like this before. Isn't that weird? Just to find like new creatures that you didn't know existed?
For the ocean, not really, because it's so big and so deep. I think it's almost impossible for scientists or explorers or whoever, geologists or whoever they are that come up to expand themselves across that much ocean. So like for something new to come up that lives in the sea, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Because there's no possible way. Yeah. They didn't even find all the pieces of the Titanic, let alone fishes.
Right.
That have been out there for probably hundreds and hundreds and millions of years.
Right. And they constantly inventing those submarines.
But think about it, though. You know how like lions are in the jungle and they like eat zebras?
Right.
Like, people, the little animals, not animals, but the little sea creatures in the ocean, they live in that same life. Like, some fishes are like, are we going to make it today?
Right, exactly.
But do they even have that thought process?
I don't think so.
I don't even think they have a thought.
No, not much.
Do fishes have brains?
Yeah.
Some fishes are smart, right? Supposedly?
I don't know. Well, dolphins and shit like that.
Oh, my God, I love dolphins. Whales. I want to swim with dolphins so bad.
Yeah, but they have big heads, so they can be smart. I don't think that fish can be any smarter than a bird, you know. Mm. Pretty much, you know, the same size, I think.
Yeah.
But who knows? Yeah, I mean, these are...
It's hard to tell because they don't speak.
Yeah, well, no, but you can find out about
It'd
something.
It'd be really cool if everything on Earth spoke.
Really?
Like, if I had a dog and it could talk to me, I'd be like, this is awesome. Like, tell me exactly how you're feeling right now. Are you good? You hungry? You have gas? Are you not feeling well? I would love it. It'd be so great.
Yeah. I wonder why animals haven't learned to talk from species.
I know. Evolution. You would think.
Yeah. Well, they don't have
to. Well, because they don't live and they don't live as long lives. Think about it. Like, some dogs only live to like 7 or 8.
Yeah. But you know that humans used to really have short lives before.
Really?
I mean, yeah, you didn't go past 30. If you were like, I mean, there were so many things that could have killed you, you know?
Yeah, I guess, especially cave people. Days.
That's why now we're like, you don't understand. The body.
Cave people do
has
exist.
Not evolved.
Right?
Huh?
Cave people did exist, right? Or is that just a story tale?
No. That's actually how people have evolved. I mean, through.
Yeah, and they used to speak to each other like, ho, ho, ho. And understand each other.
Yeah.
So where the fuck did English come from?
Well, not just English.
Like
English
Spanish, French, everything.
They're all modern languages, rather, you know. There were a lot of ancient languages before
I'm
that.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah. I mean, the Egyptians used to write with those hieroglyphics, you know, those pictures.
Yeah.
So language started probably as early as man became man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I guess animals are not supposed to... to be close to what we can do, you know.
So right.
We have enough of ourselves, you know. We don't want other species trying to fucking
and
destroy
plus,
us.
And when a dog barks when you come home, it's the cutest thing. It would be different if it was just like you walk and they're like, hey, Mom. And I'd be like, ugh, it's not the same.
Dogs. I got to tell you, this morning the neighbor's dog was barking nonstop.
Little or big?
Sounded big. And it really pisses me off.
They probably forgot to feed him.
You know, I don't know what the fuck. No, because I think you heard the workers and shit.
Oh, well, that's normal.
No, but I mean, you can't like, the owner can't let it go on. That's why
if they're not home, yeah, they can.
No, don't let the fucking dog out then.
You it's outside?
Yeah. Mm. You can hear it's outside near the fucking wall. What I'm saying is this. I love dogs.
Right.
But I have a problem with dog owners. Not all of them.
It's all how they're raised, too.
Yeah.
Like, my dog Bruno is the chillest dog on the planet, but that's because his mom and the rest of the gang is mad chill.
Yeah.
If he was in a high-sprung family, he'd probably be a high-sprung dog.
Probably, you know?
And dogs that you get off the street, like foster dogs, their mentality is different because they've been through some shit.
Right, they have to survive.
Yeah,
you know?
And they have, like, a different mentality. Like, our second dog... We adopted from an animal shelter, and she's like your neighbor's dog. Like, she'll go outside, and she'll just bark at anything and everything that's right. going on. It's like, ugh. You
yeah,
know?
But you can't let them out for too long because it's
no,
really,
we don't.
Really irritating.
Yeah, we let her in. We're like, you need to come
I
in.
I mean, I was like, every time it started barking again, I'm like, God, I just got to shout something. My mom actually told me because my mom sits outside a lot in her house.
You can't shout at somebody else's dog.
Yeah, you can.
No, absolutely not. Like, you and me would have a fucking problem if I ever had a dog and you shouted at it.
No, not at the dog. Oh, no, but I would shout, like, you know.
Why don't you just,
take the dog inside or something, you know?
No.
What?
Absolutely the fuck not, Sam.
Excuse me, that is, like, a disturbance?
No, it's not. A dog is not a disturbance.
You want to bet? If a dog barked nonstop, I would call the police.
And they would literally fucking laugh at you.
Bullshit.
Like, they would laugh at you.
Bullshit.
Yes, they would.
I don't have to sit here and listen to this shit for hours.
Oh my God, Sam, no. You're delusional.
Really?
Yes.
So what am I supposed to do?
You're just going to have to, like, tune it out.
Really?
Yeah, there's my apartment building. There's a pit bull across.
So that's, you see, that's a dog owner's view of how things should
be. No, it's just that's just life.
No, it's not life.
You calling
that's
the cops
how you feel.
And you yelling to your neighbor to put your dog inside is only going to motivate them to keep the dog outside for longer.
Okay,
that's what you would do for me. I'd be like, all right.
So I would start disturbing them with loud music all day. I would put speakers right near their fence.
See,
I would blast the fucking music.
So you can get in trouble for that.
Why?
Because that's a direct disturbance. It's different.
So is the dog.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you, it bothers me.
But picture this, right? It's a Friday night. You call the cops about the dog. They're going to show up. They're going to say, sir, goodbye. It's a Friday night. Your neighbors call you about music.
Right.
They're going to tell you to put the music down and give you a noise complaint. It's two completely different scenarios.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's noise. A dog barking loud nonstop is noise. No?
They're going to think you're a grumpy old neighbor.
All right. Well, cool. Then that's the way it'll be.
Just leave like an anonymous note in their mailbox.
Yeah.
Are you their only neighbor?
No, it's like, no.
Okay, so then put out an anonymous letter in their mailbox, but you're the only new one, right?
I guess it's just annoying and there's nothing I can do about it, right?
You know what? Okay, so across my I'm on the second floor of my apartment building and there's an apartment complex across the hall and my bedroom is here and I can see, obviously, through my window. I never have my windows open because the view is shit. It's just like the other building, you know?
Right.
But one of the people across the hall has a pit bull.
Right.
And they leave their pit bull on their patio all day long, probably while they're at work. And he barks all the time.
So
and
why
at
keep
first,
him in the fucking patio? You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, no, I think it's I think that, and I think that's almost abuse to have your dog on a patio for 12 hours a day. Like,
why?
That's,
if he's got everything there, why does it need to be inside?
I don't know. I think that's weird to me. But anyways, at first, when I first moved in, it bothered me. I don't even hear him anymore. And he's out there.
Yeah.
Like occasionally, I'm like, oh, that dude's still, the dog's still out there. But it's like once you get used to it, it's just you kind of like tune it out.
I don't know, man. I wanted a house where it's quiet, you know?
Well, hey, you got one stop. You got the house.
Exactly. But I moved away because I wanted some privacy and quiet, really. But anyway.
Well.
Whatever, yeah, we have to put up with things, mm-hmm. I guess, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just throw a lot of parties and fuck with them. Yeah, make noise all day, you know? Every time I have a problem with the dog, there's a party, sir. We're throwing a party for you. And as loud as you
fucking
But
is the dog know, out during the, it only barks during the day or it's barking at night too?
No, it's not all the time.
Yeah, so, I mean, you'll tune it out. You'll eventually tune it out.
I guess, I don't know.
Because sometimes, like, we'll have Nala outside at home, and she'll be barking for a while, but sometimes we can't have her inside. Like, if there's somebody coming over to work on something that's afraid of dogs, and, like, sometimes you can't prevent how long you keep your dog outside.
Okay.
Just trying to advocate for them.
Let me ask you this. If you go to a restaurant and a baby cries and the parents don't take him outside, is that okay with you? That the baby cries the whole time you're there and disturbing your dinner?
I've never thought about that. I've never been in that situation.
Thing. It's
a
same
I've been on
thing.
A flight where a baby has cried the entire time.
Well, but then they don't have a choice.
Yeah.
They can't take it anywhere.
I feel like if after like 20 minutes in a restaurant, then
It's a lot. Even 5 minutes is a lot, believe me. And most parents understand
that.
Well,
I think it's a... I always... And I used... Like, even a couple of times we went to restaurants with Marcellus. But he was a really chill baby. But even the thought of, like... We went out to eat a lot when Marcellus was firstborn. And, like, I feel like at that point, like, maybe not go out with your baby.
Yeah.
But you guys can, like, order in.
Exactly. But let's say it was unexpected or something,
right? Like, you had to just go to, like...
So you get up and go outside and calm your baby down. But you don't just stay in the restaurant.
Unless it's like the East Coast and it's snowing and you can't.
No, yeah. Come on. They have a lobby or waiting area.
Still freezing.
In places like that. No. But, or go, I don't know, go in the heated car, whatever the fuck. But you can't destroy the dinner for all the people in the restaurant because you don't want to go outside. It's your responsibility.
I think that restaurants should be advanced in 2019 and have specific areas for families, for situations like that. Yeah. Like in the front of the restaurant, have it be like kids and families, and in the back, have it be like couples and parties. Like,
well, look, even in the bathroom, they can go in the bathroom and calm them down anywhere.
Yeah, bathroom for sure, because they have the stalls with the baby.
Yeah.
The baby area.
So, yeah. Anyway, this is the end of the week for us, folks. The beginning of the month. Somebody's calling in. Thank you, but it's a little too late. We have to wrap up. We appreciate you listening as always. Love having you here. In fact, the listeners are the reason the show exists. Well, except because I want to do it. That's the first reason. I want to do the show. Secondly, because I want you to listen. So I truly appreciate it. And Danny, thank you as always.
You're welcome.
Riding shotgun, you know, a co-pilot with me.
Yep.
That's awesome. So, all right, everybody, take care and have a great weekend. See you on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.